这个地图都能看懂吧？看不懂。西班牙那个是法国，你再去路德一定知道法国在哪。法国、意大利就是个皮鞋一样的啊。在德国，然后呢，英国在那一块儿呢啊。啊，找中国了，你穿着放在山西村儿的 China。
It's a defective map.
Okay, you're wrong. So, go another room, you're from the channel.
So, just returning to the point that religious life has the power to renew society.
在这个现身生活呢，就是修会团体这样的一种修会生活呢，真的可以去改变这个世界啊，让世界变得更好啊，这样翻译更好。
And that's why, 200 years ago, when the rulers in Europe wanted to remove the influence of the Catholic Church, they attacked religious life.
那就是在两百年前呢，当时世俗的社会哈、啊，这政府就是，消除教会对社会的影响啊，就是那个时候。
In all of these countries in Europe, religious life was suppressed in the beginning of the 1800s.
就是在一八多少年，就是1800到1850，大概这段时间，政府呢对宗教呢是极大的一种迫害的啊。
In all of these countries together, there were 10,000 religious houses.
哦，那个时候呢，听说就是一万，大概有一万的这个修会团体的，这样的一种团体，一万多啊。
And
yes,
10,000. And after only a few years, the governments reduced it to 300.
Okay, 就说在开始的时候，差不多有一万个修会团体，在政府的压力很大，一直就是迫害啊，强大的迫害之下呢。从一万降到了300个啊，300，就几年的时间啊。
And they eliminated all of the contemplative monasteries.
就说限制并关闭啊，许多这样的隐修院啊，其他的反正宗教团体啊，大部分关闭啊，就这样的。
It's very interesting for us to think about that.Why are contemplative monasteries a threat to these governments of Europe?
就是说我们自己去想一想啊，特别是作为这个隐修院的隐修这样的一种团体，他们做什么事情了，对这个政府造成危害了，造成伤害了，造成威胁了，政府要关闭哈。
In the contemplative monasteries, the monks and nuns simply pray in peace.
再说在这些度隐修生活这种隐会院生活的这些修士修女啊，主要是度的是一种平静的祈祷性的生活，对他们根本没有什么伤害啊。
But we understand that in contemplative monasteries we really have the heart of the church.
那作为我们知道啊，说是这种修院修会哈，隐修会的这样的一种祈祷，这种生活灵修生活是教会的一种心脏啊，非常重要的。
The life and the prayer of contemplative monasteries has a powerful effect on society.
这种隐修的生活呢和祈祷，从另外一个方面也能够去影响到这个社会啊。
When Saint Boniface went as an apostle to Germany, he founded many contemplative monasteries.
那巴勒费斯呢，就是从英国到这个德国啊，创立了这个修会，真的是很重要的啊。
Saint Boniface proclaimed the gospel, but the contemplative monasteries also spread the gospel.
那他主要是建立这些隐修团体呢，就是。一个是祈祷，另外一个呢就是传播福音。
The contemplative monasteries gave a witness of peace and community life and civilization.
因为这个呢，就是说他创立了这个样的团体。我们刚才说是祈祷，一个是传福音，其实呢也是一种见证啊，给世界一种平和平，同时也是让人能够见证这个团体的生活的重要。还有就是真正的是另外一种开创另外一种文明啊。
And eventually, through the work of Saint Boniface, all of Europe became Christian.
对，通过这巴勒芬斯呢，就是和其他的这些传教士，整个的欧洲呢，真正的重新呢，回到了基督的怀抱，成为一个基督教的王国了。
And so the contemplative monasteries were the beating heart of a Christian Europe.
这个他们的隐修会呢，这样的会士是修会奉献生活团体啊，真的就是好像一个跳动的心脏，在影响着欧洲的这个社会。
So we also can restore the heart of society by restoring our religious life, our contemplative life.
那我们也能够去重新再重新建立啊，我们这个修会团体。的同时呢，其实我们也是在重新塑造和重新建立这个社会啊。
I have some more different quotations from these documents from John Paul II and from the Second Vatican Council.
还有另外一些就是说引用啊，从这个若望巴勒士的劝谕中，还有凡尔文献的训导中啊。
We don't need to read all of them together, but I'll provide a link and you can download them.
然后你当然不用需要全读，我可以告诉你一个链接啊，你可以从那个链接上，你可以下载这些资料啊，下去去读。
Maybe do you have a WeChat group for the whole group?
你们有没有那个我们建那个微信群啊？有了 ，OK.
So maybe at the break you can add me to the WeChat group, and I will give you a link to these files.
然后呢，把老师也加上，让老师也加入你们团体的人，把这些资料跟你们分享啊。下课以后哈，不是现在。
Yeah. Okay. So, how do we renew our religious life?
我们怎样的去更新我们的这种现实生活？
Religious life is not just a human invention. It really is a gift from the Holy Spirit.
这种修会团体生活呢，不光是人的一种一般的生活，它也是一种真正的天主圣神在我们内工作的生活的一种。
And so we are always receiving the gift of religious life newly from the Holy Spirit.
真的，我们也是在从圣神领受这个礼物，才让我们能更好的去度这种团体生活。
Religious life comes to us as the love of God.Poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
那这个呢，确实是天主圣神给我们的一个礼物，真正穷住在我们的心中，让我们能够接受这个礼物哈。
And this is true about our religious communities. They were created by God and a gift from God.
那我们的团体呢，确实是天主所创造的，也是天主给我们的一个礼物哈，天主给的啊这个礼物。
And this is also true for us personally. Our own religious calling is a gift from God.
再回到我们个人身上，我们的一种召教，其实也是天主的一个礼物哈。我们在回应天主的一种召教。
Why did we decide to become consecrated religious?
我们再想一想，说为什么我自己要度这种奉献生活？
Ultimately, a vocation always comes from an experience of God's love.
那我们自己呢，就是说，确实这个是天主爱的一种召教，让我们才能够去走这条道路。
When we experience God's love, it moves us to respond by making an offering of ourselves to Him.
这是一种经验啊，天主召集我们，让我们自己呢，把自己作为一个礼物，给奉献给天主。用这样的这种方式，其实也就是在回应天主的召叫。
We always find our identity in knowing God's love for us.
我们就说在天主的爱中，我们才能够确切的知道我们自身的一种身份。
And so when we want to renew our religious life, it's always good for us to go back to the beginning of our own vocation.
如果我们要更新我们的生活啊，那我们就要回到起初啊，我自己为什么要走这条道路？
When did you fall in love with Jesus?
要想说为什么，这什么时候啊，我开始对天主啊这么的热衷，这么的爱啊。
I would like to share a little bit of my own story with you.
好，那我就不知道你们的，但是我要分享我自己的一种对天主爱的一种召叫的回答啊，故事。
I told you already that when I was growing up, I was not a Christian.
主任当然告诉了他那个时候家里边没有这种实践天主教的这个信仰啊，他自己。
The United States is still mostly a Christian nation, but I had no interest in Christianity.
对，我们知道美国呢，它是一个差不多85%以上的哈，就是基督信仰的国家哈，但是对他的那个事儿还没有啊，热衷那么热衷。
And if you asked me when I was in college, I would have told you I was an atheist.
他说可以告诉你啊，那个是当我在上大学的时候呢，我简直就是个无神论者嘛。
I never went to church and I was not even baptized.
那个时候他说他那时候没有去教堂，他也没领洗哈。
My first year at the university, I met a number of other students who were Catholic.
在大学一年级的时候呢，他跟一些天教的大学生在一起。
And I was surprised to find other students who chose to go to Mass.
他发现呢，就是在大学一年的时候呢，有些天主教学生呢，他们就每天去参加弥撒。
But when I asked them about their faith and why they chose to go to Mass, it turns out that their faith was very superficial.
就说那个时候问他们，他们的回答，然后他们的实践，让他真的感觉，哦，这个是。非常不一样的啊。
And they were unable to explain to me why religion was important to them.
然后从他们的回答中，他经验到就是这个哈，从那些学生他们的经验中体验到，哦，原来这个信仰，这个谈这种修会生活非常的重要啊。
I spent a lot of time during those days with my cousin, and he was studying philosophy.
那就是在上大学的时候呢，他和他一个 ，in China we always want to make sure cousin is your
older cousin，
和他一个表兄弟啊，就是这样，就是他在这方面，他的表弟是学哲学的啊，在他的影响之下，他慢慢改变了啊。
And he told me a little bit about Taoism and Buddhism.
然后学这个道教和这个儒道教。这个佛教啊，布雷森佛教啊，这两个方面的这个思想在也影响他啊。
And those things were interesting to me.
这些事情呢，就是非常有趣了啊。
I had a bad image of God from Christianity, as if he were only an old man up in the clouds.
所以说，他对天主教的这个信仰呢，感觉怪怪的啊，好像就是一个老人。在园中的那个老人啊，天主教会这个信，在他的图像啊，印象出来这个信仰就是一个在园中的老人啊，这就是天主了啊。
But the image of God that I received from Taoism was something more interesting to me.
但是从道教啊，中国的道教，他从这个哲学里边理解到了这样的一个神的时候呢，确实对他很有吸引力，很有趣的一件事情。
It helped me to think about my life and about creation and about some philosophical things in a different way.
就是说从中国的这个道教这个思想里边去看，再去看这个创造，看这它的生命，然后也去理解这个世界的哲学啊。
And then I also learned some things from Buddhism that were interesting to me.
也从佛教啊理解到另外一个方面啊。
I learned about a path of peace and of awareness and a way of living.
从这个佛教上也体验到另外一种平安，一种生活的一种方式啊。
I did not study Taoism and Buddhism in a lot of depth. I just had some basic ideas.
对这个道教和佛教呢，当然没有再进一步的研究哈，只是有一些这样的一些知识了。
And then one day, while I was at the university, a man came up to me and began to talk with me.
在大学的时候，有一天呢，一个人走向他，跟他去交谈。
And he invited me to study the Bible with him.
这个人呢，邀请他呢，说好，我们一起读读圣经怎么样啊？
And I was open to the idea, and I decided to give him an opportunity to tell me about the Bible.
那就是好了，既然邀请我，我就参加吧。就是开放自己的心，去接受，去聆听，去学习关于圣经啊，这。
So we met and spent an hour together and began to read from the book of Genesis.
差不多呢，花了一个小时，就是他们一起呢，阅读的是创世纪啊，关于创世纪的一些故事了啊。
This man was very humble and very authentic. He really loved Jesus.
那这个人呢，还没说名字，就是那个人邀请他的，非常的谦逊啊，非常的有智慧。给他在讲关于这一方面的。
And I was very attracted to his faith, and I met with him again and again.
就说我对他的这种对信仰的热忱所吸引啊，那这样的情况下，我就是跟他一次又一次的去见面讨论这个信仰。
We read many chapters from the book of Genesis, and then after about 9 months.We moved to the Gospel of John.
读了差不多9个月的时间，读圣经，当然把这个创世纪读完了啊。9个月之后呢，从这个旧约圣经，开始读这个若望福音。
When I read the prologue of the Gospel of John, I became a Christian.
说当读这个若望福音的前面的序言那一部分的时候呢。他忽然啊感觉到了，他要去灵洗，成了一个基督徒了啊。
I found that some of those things from Taoism and Buddhism were there in Christianity and much more.
那从这个若望福音的前边这一段序言这些部分的，他才发现啊，道教和这个佛教啊。给生命啊，或者这个解释呢，没有这一段解释的更详细、更深刻啊。
And at that time, I made a profession of faith and expressed my belief in Jesus.
那个事儿真的，我就做了一个信仰的宣誓，我相信耶稣基督，结束了这个系列。
I had the idea already at that time that the fullness of Christianity was in the Catholic Church.
然后那个时候呢，我就有一个坚定的一个，就是一个意向或者一个思想啊，就是真正的这个所有基督徒的信仰的核心或者全部的信仰，应该是在天主教的。
And so I started going to mass on Sundays.
那个时候呢，就是每星期天去弥撒了哈 ，not every day, just on Sundays.
I didn't even know there was mass every day at that time.
我问他，我说那你光礼拜天去，不是每天去？他说那时候还不知道每天要去啊。礼拜天啊 ，on Sundays 礼拜天。
But I had a great hunger for learning more about Jesus, and I began to study the Bible every day.
从那时候，他内心渴望了解更多的关于耶稣基督了啊。 他一直在希望去，一直渴望，就是一直在努力去学习，每天在阅读这个圣经啊。
And I did that for many months, and then I spent a semester studying in Germany.
然后呢，花了在德国呢，花了一个学期哈，就是他那每天都在阅读圣经哈，就是花了很长时间，其中在德国也去了一个学期哈。
My faith was very intellectual at that time. I did not even understand what it meant to have a personal relationship with God.
那个时候的信仰呢，就是在理性的层面啊，在这个人的思想这个，在这个层面，他没有想到说人跟天主可以建立这种个人的关系啊。
When I went to Germany, it was a difficult experience at first, being in a foreign land and a foreign culture.
第一次去德国，真的就像你第一次来北京那样，这经验还，就是第一次去一个陌生的地方，哎呀，一切都是陌生的，食物啊，人啊，环境啊，都是陌生的，完全不同的一种经验啊。
And for the first time, in my struggle, I was able to pray and cry out to God for help.
在这种困难的情况下，他第一次开始向天主苦诉啊，在这个新的环境中，他遇到的困难、挑战，一切呢，他开始向天主祈祷了。
I asked for God's help in some specific things in my studies and in relationships.
这个事儿，他祈求天主的帮助啊，他的关于他的学习，还有其他的一些困难。真的是在这个方面热心的去祈祷啊。
And God provided for me in some amazing ways.
那天主呢，给他一些很特别的方法，帮助了他。
But the most amazing thing was that as I prayed to Him, I began to be aware of His presence in my heart for the first time.
他祈祷的时候呢，不像过去那种祈祷，他。在那个时候的祈祷，感觉天主真的就临在啊，天主临在，他临在他心里边，临在他的这个，真的祈祷跟天主有这种关系了啊。
I realized that it was possible to have a relationship with God. I could speak to Him, and in some way I could also listen to Him and hear Him.
这个是可能的啊，天主临在啊，不过是。听天主的，原来也可以说天主听我们的，我们也可以听天主的啊，就是他可以建立这种关系啊，聆听天主啊。
I still needed to test it, because I was also a scientist, and so sometimes I asked him for guidance, and I trusted and listened. Other times I didn't listen.
那就说他毕竟是学科学的啊，对这个方面啊总是还有一些困惑，因此有的时候还是一个试探性的，对天主有这样的一种方法啊，他也希望的祈求天主的指导，但同时有一些困惑啊，在信仰方面这也很正常的一种表现啊，有的时候也不听啊，就是这样的一首歌。
And I was amazed that every time I listened, it worked out better than I thought.And when I didn't listen, something always went wrong.
在听和不听之间呢，总是有一些不一样的效果。听的时候呢，听天主的话是，哎，做事都挺顺利的，啥事办都挺好的。不听的时候呢，哎呀，就变得越来越糟糕了啊，就这样。
In that very beautiful time in my life when I was studying in Germany and growing in a relationship with God in prayer, it opened up my. It opened up my heart in a completely new way.
说在德国的学习这段时间呢，让他的心真的向天主开放，是跟过去完全一种不同的方式向天主开放，一种新的方式和新的方法。
I was really amazed that I could have this relationship with God, and I started to think, this is worth devoting my whole life to.
他说他跟天主关系这个事儿变得特别好。他就和我说：“哎呀，这种关系，我希望的，我的一生呢，都跟天主有这样的好的关系啊。”
And that's when I first began thinking about becoming a priest.
说这个事儿呢，他忽然有一个想法，说：“啊，为什么我不做个神父呢？”
I still had not been baptized. But I was going to Mass every week, not receiving communion. And when I returned to the United States, I started the RCIA process.
就是在德国呢一个学期，然后回到了美国哈，还是一样的，每一周去参与弥撒，参与弥撒还没领圣旗，后来呢就决定哦，原来要做神父，一步一步来了哈，先要领洗嘛，不能说要做马上就做神父哈，因此就这个就是我们说这个穆二CIA就是穆道班哈，成人穆道班，哎，从这一步先学习嘛啊。And
At the Easter Vigil in 1997, I was baptized and received my first Holy Communion.
Okay, 1997年, 他领洗了，领了监证了，还第一次领了圣洗了，很棒的一次经验啊。
I visited the monastery at St. Vincent 5 days later.
就是在那个地方五天，就是他受洗复活节的五天以后呢，他去那个地方。 如果你知道北京叫这个Paul是石会面神嘛，就是在那个修院啊，就是在美国的，宾州啊，拉托尔伯的那个一个本都会的会院啊，就他那个事儿，去那个会院去了啊，神学院。
And then, in July of 1998, I entered the monastery and became a Benedictine.
哦，很快啊，一年的时间，98年的7月啊，他就加入了那个修会啊，就是现在的这个。
I share my story with you so that you can know me better, but also so that you can see the way that God works, and also so that you can think about your own story.
来给你们分享我的故事，让你们对我有所了解啊，主要是想告诉你，天主是怎么样的奇妙的在一个人身上工作。 那你也可以分享你的一种故事啊，天主在你的生命中也是通过一些特别的招教，在你的身上发生效力，在工作啊。And
I would like to invite you, maybe in small groups, if you could share your story with each other. It helps to renew us, to remember how we were called.
对，我们呢也可以像过去一样，或者说像你们成立新的一样，分裂成小组，然后在小组里边你们分享你们被召教、你的圣召的一些故事。那这样的话，对别人也是一个鼓励。Maybe
we could take 20 minutes or 25 minutes, and if you would be in groups of maybe 3 or 4, and just share your story. How did you come to be religious sisters?
那我不知道你们谁是班长，有没有？有啊，OK，兄弟。那现在任务就是交给你，我们的人你可以分成差不多4个小组或者几个小组，然后差不多20分钟的时间。You want four, five, or how many people in the group?
Maybe 3 or 4, so that they can each share their story with each other.
Each group is 3 or 4.
Yeah, it's just to share with each other. It's
a very small group. Or a big group with
10
people, or?
Well, no, just a small group so that every person can share.
Okay.